Good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Wednesday, November 25th. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, Joshua Francis reveals over 20 cases of sexual abuse of minors went before the court so far. Dominican software developer wins Pershing Square Scholarship at Oxford. Former IMF economist Dr. Thompson Fountain says he's still not in support of the new ECAMC Act. Jamaican jailed in US for 20 years for lottery scam. And no specific or credible threat to US, says Obama. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Down to Quartz Blackjack Friday has begun with mad crazy Black Friday deals all across the store on Friday 27 all day, like the Whirlpool 9 cubic foot fridge at a rock bottom $9.99, 32 inch MasterTech TVs for only $69, 24 inch MasterTech TVs for a low $4.99, Alcatel tablets for a giveaway $1.99, Acer 15.6 inch laptop for a low $9.99, Dawn twin bed from $2.99, Dayton and table $49 plus loads more deals in store. All deals are available at all, yes, all Quartz stores. Quantities are limited, so you've got to hurry to a branch near you to claim the prize ticket first. Remember, you also get to redeem your Blackjack 21 points to get 21% off even already reduced items. Quartz Black Friday is here, Friday 27th. Don't miss it. Offer on while stocks last. Quartz, bringing value home.
Attorney Joshua Francis has joined many expressing concern over the increase in child sexual abuse here. According to statistics from the Child Abuse Prevention Unit, in 2014, a total of 170 cases were reported, and from January to September 2015, 157 cases have so far been reported. Francis says there must be some urgency on the part of the government to improve the legislative framework in order to protect the nation's future. He says instead of looking for ways to cure the situation, there should be ways to prevent the situations from happening. Francis says introducing parenting classes could be one of the preventative measures.
For this year, we have had over 20 cases of that nature. I think over the past few years, we have had over 160 sexual cases of that nature. It's a very serious issue, and there must be some form of urgency on the part of the government to improve the legislative framework to protect our children. This is a very complex situation. I always say that we must not only look to cure the situation, but we must try to prevent the situation. Of course, this is a social cancer, and it's a serious legal concern. And preventive measures must be employed. And some of the preventive measures that must be taken into consideration is that we need to improve parenting in this country. We need to provide parenting classes for our parents for them to understand that supervision is very important.
Justice Minister Honorable Raymond Blackmore today announced a special committee has been put in place for reforming Dominica's laws, and it will be looking at various recommendations on the act. Member of the executive and immediate past president of the Dominica National Council of Women, Josephine Dublin Prince, says the DNCW is against violence acts against women. Prince says that recent acts of abuse committed by men to women in Dominica are completely unacceptable, and argues that more needs to be done regarding the rights for women and children.
And there has to be a denouncement upfront of the crimes against girls and women. Actually, we are seeing that even the increasing number of cases of incest and sexual offenses against children. Those young children, those female children, those male boys, they eventually grow into adulthood. And those are the things that causes our community to be referred to as healthy communities, unhealthy communities, when we have those social problems invading our families.
Manicou River Cottages is the newest property certified by Discover Dominica Authority. TripAdvisor's Green Leaders Program conferred a platinum status award to Manicou, said this was due to its eco-friendliness without any compromise to quality and comfort. With state-of-the-art solar power and rainwater harvesting, Manicou River Cottages is reportedly the only hotel in Dominica operating entirely off-grid, but designed for comfort and convenience. Located on 10 acres of forested mountainside just north of Portsmouth, Manicou River Cottages is said to offer an authentic nature island vacation with just the right touches of luxury. Spacious treehouse-style cottages offering ocean views are stylishly designed with a mix of handmade furniture, vintage collectibles, and luxury bedding. The open-fronted design, surrounded by trees, offers maximum privacy and close proximity to nature. The mountainside bar and bistro is built from 10 different kinds of local hardwood, meticulously selected from every corner of the island, and serves a daily changing menu of local ingredients prepared with French Caribbean style. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture, Mr. Harold Geist, informed media that all farmers and personnel in the Agriculture Ministry in Dominica must accept the reality that the disease, namely the Black Sigatoka disease, is here in Dominica. However, that being the case, Geist says the ministry has not been asleep and that a substantial amount of money has been spent to reduce the spreading of the Black Sigatoka disease under the BAM project. Geist went on to state what is being done to combat this disease.
We wish that Black Sigatoka disease had not come to our shores. But in reality, it is here. And it is severely impacting the livelihoods of our farmers. Our foreign exchange capacity has been significantly reduced. And it is going as far as threatening our food security. The government of Dominica for the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries has not been idle, but has been using various means to arrest this problem. And the list of initiatives undertaken so far are early confirmation and rapid island-wide assessment of the disease and the incidence and severity of the disease. Public sensitization, which is an ongoing exercise, and we need to continue to do more of this for our farmers. Establishing policies for the banana and planting subsector. Mobilization of substantial funds to effect a program of spraying to arrest the disease. The Ministry of Agriculture has invested a tremendous amount of resources, financial resources, human material resources to combat this disease. Under the BAM project, a substantial amount of money has been spent.
Dominican software developer entrepreneur Davidson Edwards wins a Pershing Square scholarship to pursue an MBA at the University of Oxford in the UK. The scholarship is sponsored by the said business school and the Pershing Square Foundation, and Edwards is among four winners from around the world. The scholarship recognizes outstanding individuals who are determined to identify and implement culpable and sustainable solutions for world-scale social challenges. From working across Africa to provide clean water to communities, to completing research into drug therapies for cardiac disease, launching a software development company empowering small businesses in Dominica, and founding a healthcare clinic in Cameroon, this year's recipients' interests are diverse and have tremendous global potential, sponsors of the scholarship said. Bill Ackman, a co-founder and trustee of the foundation, in announcing the winner said, "We are inspired by Nakuna, Ashley, Davidson, and Bobo John, who represent the finest and brightest young minds working to tackle challenging global issues. We are inspired by their dedication to their communities and excited to see what they will do in the future." End of quote. Davidson is a former employee of the NBD and Jolly's Pharmacy. He is also the proprietor of Tropicode Software Solutions. Former IMF economist Dr. Thompson Fountain says he is still not in support of the ECAMC Act, as it seems to be more of a threat to Caribbean people rather than something that secures the public interest in loans and collateral matters. Thongtin argues the act does not protect depositors, and in fact, if persons are found unable to meet their monthly payments after a few months, their assets could be seized, although it may have a higher value than the loan amount. Dr. Thompson Fountain believes that consumers within the region who are under the jurisdiction of the ECAMC stand to lose in a major way. He says anyone can fall on hard times for a while, but the act allows the corporation to take property from any such individuals, which he says is wrong in his eyes. He expressed disbelief at government's rush to pass the act without the opinion of the public and that of more experienced minds.
This corporation could say, yeah, we need to take over your loans, we need to take over your assets. So the individuals and the customers in the region, they stand to lose big time because they might be going through temporary hardships, they're unable to pay, and the next day their property can be on the line. And that to me is wrong. And I still cannot imagine for 1 second that this government would go ahead with this legislation without bringing it up to the public for debate.
Dr. Fountain suggests the best way to protect consumers is to set up insurance schemes guaranteeing deposits up to set up amount from a fund to which the banks contribute and deal with the behavior of reckless bank managers. He believes governments need to cease playing political games and begin appointing banking professionals who understand the banking process.
The way you protect the consumer is to put in place an insurance scheme like they have in the US, where all deposits up to $250,000 are guaranteed by some fund where the banks themselves contribute towards. You do that, and secondly, you move to deal with the reckless behavior of those bank managers who continue to give loans like this. And the way you do this is for governments to stop playing politics, because bear in mind the problems really are with the banks, like the national banks and so on of those regions. And the problem is that politicians appoint boards that often know nothing about banking. Okay, so they need to start appointing professionals who understand the banking system, appoint individuals who know about giving loans, and stop that nonsense, because the problem is for the indigenous banks within the region. And the problem resides in the fact that we're playing politics with our system. And this act does not address this.
The banking bill was...
Anguillan Kenny Hodge believes that any government in the Caribbean should allow the population to appoint speakers who are independent and just, rather than appointing persons who are biased and obviously in favor of the ruling party or administration. Kenny argues that such positions in society require impartiality in allowing the ideas of both ruling party and the parliamentary opposition to be heard so as to achieve fair, thorough, and well-balanced discussions.
The banking bill was passed. It had its second and third readings in the House on Friday. And the opposition, the lone opposition member, tried to filibuster it. But you see, these are the problems with our, just to digress slightly, these are the problems with our constitutions in the Caribbean, where governments appoint speakers. You know, we need to get to the point where the speakers are independently voted in by the population as an independent person. We are not big countries like the US and the UK, where they can extract somebody from the house and make that person speaker. So we should have our speakers elected independently as part of the general election process. And what happened was that the opposition member was trying to filibuster the house. But the speaker is government appointed, and they all just sat there, and they would have let the house go on all night.
For helping fellow Jamaicans swindle scores of middle-aged and elderly people in the United States out of more than US $5 million in a lottery scam, Sanjay Ashani Williams will spend 20 years behind bars. The judge who slapped him with the punishment yesterday, 6 months after he was found guilty by a jury of one count of conspiracy to commit wire fraud or mail fraud, one count of conspiracy to commit international money laundering, and 45 counts of wire fraud, was also critical of what he said was William's home country's lax prosecution of scammers and the light sentences given to them. In this county, unlike Jamaica, Mr. Williams, we treat these as serious offenses, U.S. District Court Judge Daniel Hovland said as he handed down the sentence. Williams, 26, had sold lists with the names, telephone numbers, and personal information of potential victims to Jamaican lottery fraud scammers. His co-conspirators then contacted victims by telephone or mail and told them they had won a large sweepstakes prize such as $3.5 million and a new Mercedes-Benz car. To claim the prize, the victims were told they had to send money, sometimes thousands of dollars, to pay taxes, fees, insurance, and the like. After the funds were paid, the victims were required to send more and more money, but never received the promised prize. This was the first case of its kind with a lead list developer was tried in the U.S. And President Barack Obama has announced ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday that there is no specific or credible threat of a terrorist attack in the U.S. In the wake of a deadly Paris attack, he said, it is understandable that Americans fear something similar happening in the U.S. We know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland, he said. He said the U.S. is doing everything it can to keep Americans safe. There have been more than 8,000 airstrikes on strongholds of the so-called Islamic State, he said, and work is continuing to stop the terrorist group's financing and supply lines. Mr. Obama and French President François Hollande agreed on Tuesday to step up coordination on airstrikes. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Joshua Francis reveals over 20 cases of sexual abuse of minors went before the court so far in 2015. Dominican software developer entrepreneur wins Pershing Square Scholarship at Oxford. Former IMF economist Dr. Thompson Fountain says he's still not in support of the new ECAMC Act. Jamaican jailed in U.S. for 20 years for lottery scam. And no specific or credible threat to U.S., says Obama. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. Remember, if you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website, www.q95da.com, to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I am Lakisha Labasir.